Welcome to the Enlightened Misfits podcast, the space for entrepreneurs on a quest for unwavering certainty and purpose. I'm your host, Lauren, and each episode is a compass guiding you through authentic conversations, unraveling the mysteries of your human design chart, and offering tools from the remarkable guests. Join me as we embark on a journey to manifest greatness and create a life aligned with our deepest purpose. This is a space where misfits find their enlightenment. Welcome to the Enlightened Misfits Podcast. Welcome back to the Enlightened Misfits Podcast. I am your host, Lauren, and in today's episode, I have Sarah. She is a spiritual business coach. So, Sarah, tell us a little bit about your journey, like where you started and where you are today.
Yes, thank you. So I guess my business journey started back in 2018 when I realized my mission. I'd just come in from a lengthy addiction, active addiction into recovery. The nurses board had flown me off to get reapproval basically to go and work in hospitals again. And it was in that moment that I thought, actually, this isn't my purpose. It's not what I'm here to do. And I followed the breadcrumbs. I became a healer. I became a coach. I did all the things. So the first couple of years of my business was really just learning how to run a business.
Right.
Yeah, it was learning all the things, how to run a business. And there just seemed to be these blocks, though. I thought, you know, I'm doing all the things everyone's doing. Why can't anyone see me? I truly felt invisible. And that's when I came upon the witch wound. And it was really clearing up that wound that allowed me to get seen, drop deeper into my purpose, activate my spiritual gifts. And it's all led me to where I am today, which is assisting other women in their mission to grow and expand, to get really financially resourced through all the things, all the energies, the strategies. Yeah, it's really very fulfilling work.
Yes. So when you use the term witch wound, for some of the listeners that may not know what that refers to, can you kind of explain a little bit of like in relation to your own personal, if you would like to share your own personal wound or like how you kind of explored that or you do it now with your clients?
Totally. Yes. So how it came about for me was I was working with another coach and she brought it to me. So I went through a regression and it was quite deep and traumatic, the death, betrayal and lost, real persecution at the end of my life. It was so traumatizing. I was actually earthbound for 100 years due to the nature of that death. And that was because I was a herbalist and I was quite intuitive. My sister in that lifetime, that's where the betrayal came in. Her and my husband basically told the community and the community came after me. So going through that regression, I was able to see myself in that lifetime. I just want to say you don't have to be visual or to have been able to see it when you're going through this kind of healing. The simple act of acknowledging is healing enough in itself. So once I went through that process, it was probably within a few months I started noticing shifts within my business. I was feeling more confident in my intuition. I was feeling more confident showing up online and doing lives because previous to that, I was absolutely terrified of going live through fear of being humiliated, being judged, being persecuted online. And it's so prevalent, with the women that I work with. I believe they all come in with the witch wound collectively. You know, we hold this wound still today, and that's why I'm so passionate about it, because for each woman that clears up this wound for herself, we're allowing another woman to do this for herself. And we're really cleaning up that collective energy, allowing for the ascension process, which is why we're all here.
Right. Yes. Mm. I love that. So when you say that you do this for your clients, like, so if there is a like individual that is listening to this, what is something that like, how could they identify or How do they, or how do you know, or how do they know if they're carrying a witch wound, and like what is there signs or their patterns that might be indicated in their present life? Like how would they know that, or what are the signs or patterns, I should say?
Yeah, absolutely. So most of the women that come to me that have experienced this wound, sometimes it's a fear of magic itself, or they're really interested in magic, but they don't want anyone else to know that they're interested in magic because they feel like it might be bad. This is usually due to they were using magic not for good in another lifetime, because we can be on the different spectrums of this wounding. So now they fear their power. They're actually worried, what if they do start to bring up and use their spiritual gifts and something goes wrong? What if they hurt someone? Go ahead. Were you going to say something?
Oh no, I was agreeing in my head, like,
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, it's so vast, actually. So, that visibility block that some women feel like they're experiencing, they might feel like they're just not being seen no matter what they do online. They're not being seen. It's like this, just this shield that's over them. That's the visibility we're in, because on a deep unconscious level, they fear being seen. What might happen? Because in another lifetime, that meant certain death. So that's one of the biggest telltale signs. But again, it's fearing their power. It's fearing allowing people to know that they have spiritual gifts, or fearing tapping into their intuition. What else? There's so many ways. It really stifles that spiritual evolutionary growth that we're here to experience in this lifetime through all the fears. It's really a fear wound. It's fear.
Yeah, I like
Yeah.
that. I like the way that you, I was gonna say, is it kind of just like fear in general? Because I know for mine, my biggest one that kept coming up was, I'm not sure how much you know about human design, but I'm a projector. So my biggest childhood trauma was not being seen. So it's like I wanted to be seen, but I wasn't being seen, heard, validated. I always had to feel like I had to look for external validation from, friends, family, whoever, like partners. And I realized that I'm like, why do I just kind of thought to myself, like, why is this happening? Like, why does this? And then I started my business, and then the same thing happened. I'm like, I'm doing putting on this content. I'm doing that, I'm doing all this stuff. And it was just like, oh, I'm not actually doing something that's aligned with me because I'm not being my true authentic self. So then once I started speaking about woo-woo stuff, about metaphysical stuff, about things that I truly loved, all of a sudden it was just like people were asking for my advice. They were asking for like, how do I do this? How do I do like guidance? And it's just like, wow, like all of a sudden I just am truly who I am. And obviously that was a that's like a in a nutshell, but healing, then I attracted the people that actually are here for me to help me as I help them on their, on their journey as well. So yeah, I do love that.
Yes, and that's the beauty of this, is once you start clearing up this wound, you start speaking your truth,
Yeah.
and the more you speak your truth, the more activating that is for the soul clients.
Yes.
It can be a big initial hurdle to get over through the fear. Again, the fear is so paralyzing, because
Right.
when we spoke our truth in another lifetime, if the community thought it was woo-woo, and then they labeled us as doing dark magic or in cahoots with
Yeah.
the devil, and again, boom,
Yeah.
we get persecuted. So there's so much to it, but that's the beauty of clearing this wound, I believe, is coming back to the real truth of who we are.
Yes. Now, would you say in your experience with working with your clients or yourself, would you relate also like a money wound to, healers or mentors or whatever they label themselves as, coaches, as like not wanting to pay or having like, how do I charge my worth or how do I get paid for my services? Because for me, I know that was a huge wound of mine too, because I, was a shaman in a past life. I was, there's just so many different past lives that I had that you don't ask for money. Like that wasn't something that people paid you for. And I feel like this lifetime, a lot of people, do you see a lot of people, with that same like money trauma wound or, because it they don't want to ask for money?
Yes, big one with healers. I've come to label the wounds. This one I call it, the healer's oath, because we made our lifetimes to not take money for our work, and then that carries into this life. So we really want to break those chains of poverty from the healer's oath, and the chains of persecution from the witch wound. When it comes to money wounds as well, I like to look into is a client carrying what I like to call the prostitution wound? And that's when we feel icky about charging for our services. We don't feel worthy. Maybe it feels a bit yucky and disgusting even, because it's associated with selling ourselves.
I was gonna say, it's actually interesting that you say that, and that's actually like this calling it like the prostitution wound is like it makes sense, because that could also be like if somebody is feeling that way, or they want to do their everything for free, or and I feel like that's like the yucky part of sales. Like it's like, oh, you have to do all this free stuff, and then that's how you gain clients, which sure, that makes sense, but it's like how do you live on earth right now with doing things for free, right? Like there is some, like your content should be free, right? Like it's not like your services should be free. I've had a couple mentors myself that they're like, oh, you have to do this for free. And I'm like, no, why? Why do I have to do that? Like, who told you that? Like, why do we have to do that? So that's actually very interesting that you said, because that felt weird to me to just tell everybody that everything's free. And I'm like, so then how am I going to pay my bills?
Yeah, we live in a world where money is the energy exchange, and money is how we live and create beautiful experiences. So it's natural. And as we elevate our consciousness, we're elevating our wealth consciousness collectively too.
Now, how does healing the witch wound contribute to like personal empowerment or potentially like a transformation, like transformative change in like one's life?
Yes. So really, once we clear up this wound, it allows a woman to feel safe in her power, so that empowerment becomes a natural just part of her again. What was the other question? Sorry.
Like how, like if, how would like healing the witch wound like contribute to like personal power? Like, so that would be, you said that that would be, what would that be?
So that would be coming back to basically giving herself permission and embodying that power that she is, because we're so powerful, really. We're so powerful. So it's that self-permission to stand in her power, which means speaking her truth, charging for her services, showing up online.
And then the other question was just for the p potential like transformative change in their life, but you've kind of went into that too, like showing up online and standing in her power. I think that's very transformative, because I feel like until you experience that, for me anyway, in my experience, I feel like I didn't realize, wow, I am powerful. Like I could feel it once I was like stepping into my power. Even now, still, sometimes I'm like, oh, it's like, it feels good. Like it's not scary. Like it's not, I don't feel fearful of it. So I feel like that's in itself very transformative. Like that's very transformative.
Complete paradigm shift when, like, when I look back to how I was when I opened my business in 2018, I didn't want to do any of this. But my mission was for me to do this work. And once I cleared up the witch wound, I'm a completely different person. Really, really am more confident online, confident connecting with people, sharing my offers, speaking my truth, going live, doing all the things.
Yes. Yeah. That is very transformative for your own self. Now, the concept of kind of just wrapping it all up. So like the concept of the witch womb, when it intersects with spirituality, do you incorporate spiritual practices with guidance for healing?
Always. So probably 80% of the work I do with my women is the energetics. Yes, I've got a proven strategy that works, but without the energy, it's very hard to get moving forward. So, we do, I'll take them through a regression into another lifetime, a past lifetime, a different timeline, future life progression. They're super powerful too. We weave in, sacred light technologies, for want of a better word, ascension tools and codes, and all of those beautiful energies that we have available to us at this time, which just propel us forward in such a beautiful way.
Yeah, yes, I definitely agree. So, as we wrap up, what advice or actionable steps would you offer to our listeners who resonate with the idea of the witch wound? And what would you say to explore if it influences them? Obviously, to reach out to you, which I'll make sure they have all your links and everything, but influences them on their own destinies.
Yes, I love that destiny. We all have a beautiful destiny, and it's up to us whether we actually align with that or not. And doing this work is one of the most powerful ways to do that and to fulfill our destiny. So, like I said earlier, the simple acknowledgement that yes, and you'll just feel this in your bones. Yes, I was a witch. Yes, I was persecuted. That's why I'm struggling with this, this, and this. That simple acknowledgement starts to clear up the energy. If you want to go deeper, you can go into a regression experience, which is just so interesting. I love, love, love hearing the women's stories about what they see. Even though the death experience was pretty much always traumatic, that in itself is healing. So you will not be re-traumatized. I've never seen it happen. It's actually quite the opposite. It's healing. Yeah, very
That's
powerful.
awesome. I think that's very, very powerful too, when you don't have to relive that, because I feel like that could stop a lot of people. Like, no, I don't want to do that again. Like, I don't have to experience that again. So for the listeners, is there any programs that you are doing currently if somebody is interested? Or I know that before we got on the recording that you were just wrapping up a launch that you were doing, but how can people get a hold of you?
Yeah,
How
so
can people
my
get a hold of
website
you?
is just newearthschool.com.au, and I do have what I would recommend starting with is my free training called Activate Riches, and that's where I actually go deeper into what we're talking about today. I call them the three woo-woo sales blocks, and I go deeper into the ancestral wounds, the witch wound, and the prostitution wound, and how that's blocking you from your destiny, like we spoke about, and how to clear up that energy.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode on the Enlightened Misfits podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share with somebody that you feel that will gain knowledge from listening. Stay tuned for more captivating conversations in the future. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week, and I will see you next time. Thank you for joining us on another enlightening episode on the Enlightened Misfits podcast. If you resonate with this conversation and found it insightful, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Your feedback fuels our mission. Remember, your journey to unwavering certainty and purpose is ongoing. Stay connected with us on social media and let's continue this conversation. Let's manifest greatness in our lives. Until next time, this is Lauren from the Enlightened Misfits podcast. Stay enlightened, stay inspired, and keep manifesting your extraordinary path.